Why then that spot? And he couldn't hear. To cooperate with this movement, Hare Krishna movement, I thank you very much for your coming here and participating with us. This Hare Krishna movement was started about 500 years ago by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is a district called Nadia, or Navadvi. In the latter part of the 15th century in India. And when you are only 24 years old, a young man, he had very nice, beautiful young wife, very affectionate mother at home, but he took sannyas. Sannyas means, or as you know, renounce order of life. According to Vedic system, one's life is divided into four parts. That is, human program. Suppose one lives for 100 years, it is calculated that a man can live up to 100 years. Although the duration of life is now reducing. But taking into consideration that a man lives for 100 years, the life is divided into four parts, namely brahmachari, student life, then grihastha, household life, then vanapur, vigara, then sannyas, renounce. This is Vedic system. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, instead of waiting for the last stage of his life, he took sannyas at an early age, only 24 years old, when he should have begun the household life. But he did not do so. For the benefit of the whole human society, he renounces family life and took sannyas and extensively traveled all over the tract of land called now India. But he predicted that this missionary activity will be spread in future in as many towns and cities as there on the practice of the globe. And he entrusted Indians, those who were born in India, he entrusted them that he conveyed this message throughout the whole world. The exact language, Bengali language. Harad Pumite Manusha Janma Harita Jaya. Janma Sattakari Karo Karo Pukha. This means that anyone who has taken birth in India as a human being will kindly make his life successful. And after making his life successful, he will distribute his knowledge throughout the whole world for the welfare of the human society. This was his order. দেখলাম পৃথিবীতে আছে যত নবরাজি গ্রাম, সর্বত্র প্রচার হইবে মোর that I shall be well known all over the world in as many villages and towns as possible. This vision is pursuant from Lord Chaitanya's mission. We are trying to spread this message throughout the whole world. And by the grace of the Lord, we are getting good response. We have got by this time about 100 branches all over the world, so America, Australia, and Far East, Middle East, India, and we have got branches, and I am very much obliged to you, to your country, USA. You are mostly cooperating with this. All my students, boys and girls, they are mostly American young boys and girls. There are others also, but you are the dominant. Therefore, I must thank you very much. So, you are a very prominent country all over the world, America. The amount of prestige as the richest nation, not only that, your advance in economic development, scientific development, then unity with you on account of your benevolent activities, that you are forward in supplying foodstuffs to the undeveloped countries to supply money. Also, first of all, you have got very philanthropic world, and your country is respected all over the world. But one thing you should know, that at the present moment, we are united chronologically, historically, by economic development, by scientific concept. But it's still, we are fighting one. In spite of our willingness to cooperate, there is fighting. There is a good paper I was reading that there is some indication that Mr. Nixon, your president, has declared something that is very agitating. So, the point is that in spite of educational advancement, in spite of economic development, in spite of historical oneness, why we are fighting it on? That is it. That answer is given in the daily Peter. What is that? The Sharma Buddhi Punapi Vitharuti Sadhik Karatra Vishubho Vaidyati Jati Sabudhi Sarile Katarhiti Janesu Abhidhiti Sarile Gokha 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 means go means God and Kha means act. So, who has identified this body as that? This body is a bag made of bones, flesh, blood, puny, stool, muscles, and so many things. It's a lump of matter. It's a big machine, a very complicated machine. But we have that, that it is a bag of complication. It is a bag. That you can even say bag. It is the, as well it is a bag. But unfortunately, we have identified ourselves with this bag. The bag you keep something. But this something is not the bad. Similarly, as you or any one of us, we are now engaged with this bad. This education was given by Krishna. This is the first kind of God in the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. When Arjuna was identifying himself with this God, there was a war between two sections of seven brothers. So when Arjuna, he was one side and his cousin's brother was another side. So when Arjuna actually came into the battlefield, he said to Krishna, Krishna was driving his chariot, "My dear Krishna, I don't like this one. Because the other side, they are all my family members, so I do not want to kill them." That was the problem. But the fighting was necessary for some reason. That was. That is sometimes fighting is necessary. Not that fighting you can avoid. It is not possible. Sometimes it is necessary. Not always. But not for any unreasonable subject matter. Unless this fighting was there, but there was no other way than to fight. Anyway, in that fighting, he was not willing to fight, although Krishna wanted him to fight. So there, at that time, he was given instruction on this Bhagavad Gita. So, he was to first understand that this body, we are not this body. We are different from this body. So, he cuts instruction again. That Dehinasmin Yathadehi Kaumaram Dhruvanam Gara Kathar Dehantam Prati Dhinasanta Namiyati. It's very instructive verse, try to understand. That within this body, there is this soul. The body is called, in Sanskrit language, it is called Deha. And the soul which possesses this body, the man possesses this body, you are possessing your body. We are all individual persons, so we are not your body, I am not my body, another is not his body, people are not different body. So, we must understand, this is the platform of cultural thinking. When you understand that I am not this God, we have unity, economic unity, historical unity, scientific unity, but still we are fighting one another, nation to nation, person to person, individual to individual. There is no unity. That is the only God is that they do not know that we are not this God. That is spreading Krishna consciousness movement for understanding this simple level. That we are not this God. We have to rectify or purify this knowledge that I am this God. That is Krishna consciousness movement. It is very simple. Just like in our society, the International Society for the Consciousness, we are many persons from many countries. Some of them are from India, some of them from America, some of them from Africa, some of them from other countries, Japan. They are various countrymen combined together. But you'll find that every one of us not conscious of this world. Otherwise, you could not work so united. We are concerned that I am not this God. This is the problem. Otherwise, how could accommodate Indians, Africans, Americans, Chinese, Chinese, Indians, Japanese, That one of us, that one is black, one is white, one is yellow, one is red, or one is green. Because we can't get that from God. This is practical, you can see. So this is possible. If it is possible for a small number of groups, say society or clan or anything, it is possible to spread all over the world. That culture and industry we are seeing. That we are on to be so from the mind. The Vedic language is called when we understand that I am not this body. I am to be so from the mind. This is called the at the time being, my consciousness is not being passed. It is falling. Because I am thinking, I am Indian, you are thinking, American, other is thinking, African, other is thinking, Hindu, other is thinking, I am Muslim, other is thinking, Christian, one is thinking, I am man, another is thinking, I am dog, I am cat. So many concepts. And we are fighting for it. Due to different concepts. But if we really come to the platform of spiritual consciousness, or Krishna consciousness, then you can easily work. What? So, Krishna says that laziness means the sadly, Kumar Yubanagajana. Very simple, leg up. The day, the possession of the body is within this body. It's like you are within this room, or within your country, or within this time. Similarly, ultimately, I, you, all of us, within this body. And how you can perceive? You can perceive very easily. That you can remember that you are a child. At that time, you can remember what you are doing. Now you are existing, you remember that you have a body, child body like this. But that body is gone, that you are still there. Yeah. It's not difficult to understand. I'm old man. I can understand. I can remember when I was a baby, 6 months old, I still remember that I was lying down on my sister's, in the sister's lap, and she was missing all. I was saying, I similarly, when I was only 1 year old, there was a big consistent party, and I was destroyed. And I had simply seen the lower portion of the leg. I can see it. But my body was so small. So many things. I can remember in my childhood, my youthhood, in my family life, I was a family man, of course. So I remember, now I would. Now just think of her. Where those bodies have gone. You may say the body has grown up. And then grown up or changed. That's my body, childhood body, my babyhood body, my infant body are no longer exist. That's the fact. But it still are exist. In a different body. Similarly, Krishna says to Arjuna, Tatha dehantaram prati. Tatha, as I have passed through so many bodies, those bodies that no longer exist, but I am still existing. I am remembering. Similarly, when this body is in the grave, this old body, I must accept. This is the real time. Unfortunately, there is no educational department. There is no scientific department in any university throughout the whole world where this lesson is taught. I have been in Moscow. I have talked with a big professor, a diamond professor. And he also says that after finishing his body, there is a remark. Actually, that is not the fact. The fact is, तथा देहांतरम प्राप्ति इन तथा देहांतरम प्राप्ति अंतरम Now, there are varieties of forms. As you can see, there are beast bodies, there are tree bodies, plant bodies, beast bodies, bird bodies, insect bodies, reptile bodies. In this gradual process of evolution, we come to this human form. The soul is passing through so many different types of bodies. The Darwin's theory of evolution is little idea, it is theory, it is not a fact. But actual fact is, as it is stated, Dehantram Prati, the soul is one, but it is transmigrating from one body to another. Try to understand. You apply your argument, reason, logic, whatever. It's fine, yes. I was a guy. So that body is no longer existing. But therefore, the conclusion that we must conclude loving it. That body may be free, I am ready. That is the eternity of the soul. So far our constitution and position is that we learn from Bhagavad Gita. That this distinct nature, that I am the soul and my body is the man. The soul destination is also given here. Antavattu nireha nitta svottasarino. His body is to the end. But I am not to the end. Nitta svottasarino. He's Nitta. And the meaning, the character, about the soul, it is said, Nitya, Nityanam, Chetanam, Chetananam, Eva, Mokanam, Yudhanati, Kaman. I'm thanking Kanti, Kastai, Kambi, the character, because according to our concept of civilization. We get daily hints of daily person as absolute truth without any mistake, without any change. The conditioned soul, one is not liberated. One is under the stringent laws of nature, that is one condition. He cannot give us perfect knowledge. Condition. So, condition for me, one thing I will find in this world, this one condition. They can have the condition of this material being. For teaching. So, such person cannot be perfect. For example, the four kinds of defects that every one of us we commit this to any human. That's the fact. Everyone will like it. Yes. Nobody can say that he never committed any mistake. Nobody can say. But not us. So long we have got this body, concept of God, it is mistake. This body, concept of life itself is mistake. I'm not this body, but I'm thinking of it. Actually, I am not this body, still I am thinking I am India. You are thinking I am India. This is mistake. The beginning is mistake. So if you can commit mistake, how can you be perfect knowledge? Knowledge means must be perfect without any mistake. Without any illusion. Illusion. Illusion means to accept something. Awesome. Today is mistake. And then, our imperfectness of the senses, we acquire knowledge, we gather knowledge by perfection of all these material senses. But our material senses are imperfect. That's why we are very much proud of our Ayurveda.
Ah.
So, I can see under certain conditions, if there is such like it is not fully lighted, I cannot see what is standing behind. But if there is sufficient light, I can see. Therefore, my seeing power is dependent on the variety of light. So how you can say that whatever you see is perfect? I am seeing now things under certain conditions. Next moment I see things under certain other conditions. So as the condition changes, therefore my sight also changes in different. Similarly, we have a different senses of touch, of smell. So many things, all our senses are working under incompetence. Incompetence. So, person who has got incompetent senses, who is liable to commit mistakes, he is innocent. Whatever knowledge he is giving, then it's cheating. Because he has no perfect knowledge. So, how we can accept knowledge from a person who is liable to so many defects of life? Try to understand. Therefore, our process of knowledge is not speculation. No one can do by speculation. Because my mind, my senses, everything is perfect. So how can I have perfect knowledge? So this is my daily process of acquiring right knowledge. Our process of acquiring knowledge to hear from the right person. That is all. Therefore, we are giving so much praise on the Bhagavad Gita because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whatever knowledge he is giving, and you can apply your reasonable logic. Just like Krishna said that the dangerous thing that happens is Omar and Mangala. The daily, the spirit's role is using his body. Now you apply your logic. And this, you see, yes, it's okay. So anyway, that is the system of Vedic civilization. But anything which is described in the Vedas, that is real guru. That is real knowledge. So our propaganda is the part of this moment is that you take knowledge from Krishna that is the Supreme Person. Even if you do not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if the first book, Bhagavad Gita, is very, very widely read all over the world by philosophers, by scholars, by religionists, by general public, there are so many editions of Bhagavad Gita, So, our self-consciousness movement is to request to read this Bhagavad Gita. As it is, do not try to comment upon it in delay. Remember, we are publishing Bhagavad Gita. As it is, without any imperfect comment. As it is, like the sun said, here, Dehna Shindhata Dehi Goma Ande Uvanandara Kathasi Hansa Prati Vira Satsana Mani Mati. So, it is in this form. He is transmigrating from one type of body to another. This is fact. It is wonderful. It is fact. So we get it as it. That is our second example. Very simple. We simplify the matter. Now, if you want to be served, scientific yes. Actually, they are researching. It's good man science, the medical science. They are a great man, because the man of his life is going to God. He's giving all kinds of injections and all kinds of gas and taking all care. He is spite of all that, everything. Oh, the man is great. Now, ask them what is this, they cannot say. They say, yes, he is also. You cannot say that with blood and blood. Found violence, readiness to us, that was known. But there are your scientific advance. He has done his blood into heaven. Not that. The readiness is not life. Because there are so many red matters. That's like a flower, red flower. It is not life. It has not life. So readiness is, we cannot put this blood into redness. Red contrast to the soul. He cannot say that this dead body is there because some genital is missing. That is, you cannot, that also you cannot say. Because that genital, if you say that there is genital which is giving life, that genital is already there. Because after 2 minutes, you find that smell. The body is decomposed. Many living entities are there. The life-giving chemical is there. You cannot say the chemical is wanting. Or if you say the chemical is wanting, then bring that chemical, put it into me, and make it alive. That is not possible. So, we cannot accept this defective. Our knowledge from Krishna, we accept that this body is there because the soul has passed through. This is perfect. Now, when you come to this knowledge, perfect, that I am not this body, I am so, that is called a Brahma Bhuta state, Kamala, Brahma realization, all spiritual reality. This is daily citizen. To give chance everyone how to realize that Brahma. Don't worry about so-called economic development. Because by God's hand, everything is there. And everything is there. There are 8,400,000 species of life. Out of that, human form of life has 400,000. The 8 million, out of the 400,000 species of life, there are a few civilized, otherwise there are so many non-civilized. They live in the jungle. They do not care for any civilization. But the problem is only for the civilized platforms. Others are living on this. The gods driving are in the morning. He has no economic problem. He gives his life anywhere. They become free. There is some proof he is sitting from the song. Then after he is sleeping from it. So, anywhere on the top of the tree, this is precise, sleeping from it. Then making such different forms. Every part is born with another man and this. So these are not problems, but actually, we have given up this real problem. To understand what is Brahma, what is soul, we are involved in so many problems of so-called eating, sleeping, making everything. So this kind of civilization is not very correct. You try to understand. The real civilization is to know oneself, what I am. Am I this body or something else? That is the for this purpose, I must be university. For this purpose, I must be educational institution. Other purpose is, they are automatically by nature surrounded. As I just a few minutes recited one verse from Leela. Nitya Nityanam Chetanam Chetananam Chetanam Bhagavanam Vidhadhikanam. That's why you have had the father. Father is is engaged to feed the children. The children are no one like it. Similarly, there is 15 hearts. That also we accept. So, like this, there is no chance to say, my father, he was not very blessed. That's nice. There is 15 hearts. So Father has arranged for everyone. Now our only business is to know the Father. What kind of Father? What is his form? What is his quality? How he is conducting the whole management, conflict, management system? What is my relationship with? Of course, relationship we accept, but those who do not accept. Actually, the relationship is already wrong. That is the three parts. The reason one does not accept. Then he must accept that somebody is there for you. That you are there. You cannot say that you are uncontrolled and fully independent. That is not so. There is dependent. There is control. Now we have to understand what is that control. Supreme control. Here also we have control, just like your government. Everyone's government, every state government. There is control. You cannot do anything in defiance of the government law. That's not possible. Similarly, there is a supreme control. Here we can experience. Just like I'm controlling some of my students. But when I enter in your country, I'm controlled by the immigration. Not that freely I can enter in your country. So I cannot say that I'm not controlled. Or similarly, if you want to go to my country, you have to go under some control, the visa, the passport. So nobody can say that I am not something. Everyone is something. That is fact. Now if everyone is controlled, at the same time, he is controller. It's like a person. When he goes to work, he is on the seventh man, the boss or the master. The compassion of the car. He's the controller of that man. But when he comes back to his home, he's controller of the wife, children, and family. So, here we find in this material world, go, any man, take any man. That's like your president, he's controlling the government, but he's also controlled by party politics. So nobody can say that I'm supreme control. Nobody. He is simultaneously a controller and controlled. Nobody can say that I am fully controlled, I am not controlled. Nobody can say that. But there is a question. He is controller, but not controlled by anyone. That is all. So this is the concept of God. God means he is controller only, but he is not controlled. Then if you find out somebody that he is not controlled, but he is controlled as a simple definition of God. Now, the daily chapter, the daily knowledge, how that control. What is that control? Krishna. Ishara Bhava Krishna. Sachidananda Vigraha. Anadi Radhi Govinda. Sarvatarana Karanam. By his Ashwara. Actually, it says, you know, in India. I still there are many sensitive persons that is just simply interested in the Supreme Consciousness. So, by the Sattva, they found out the Supreme Person who is simply controller, but he is never controlled by anything. That is. So we are spreading that Krishna Consciousness movement to let you know the Supreme Controller and how he is controlling. These things are similarly discussed in the Bhagavad Gita. So our movement is to preach the Bhagavad Gita as it is and to bring the Supreme Controller before you and to carry out the order of the Supreme Controller. The Supreme Controller's order is Sarva Dharma Paritasya Mane Kamutarana. He simply surrendered unto me, I take that. So if you kindly follow our instruction of the Lord on me, and you surrender yourself to Krishna, your life will be
Does anyone have any questions they would like to address to Divine Grace on the topics we have discussed tonight, on the philosophy, Krishna consciousness? Take advantage of this opportunity to find out a self-realized soul about Krishna.
Cannot be fun. That is in Why is it impersonalization to be impersonal? But we have no sufficient information on it. That's what it is. Besides, impersonal is not an idea that is absolute in this person. That is endless. That's what it calls. Arugya Vichyena Paramparam Tata Patanti Abha. Patanti Abha. For that. Because in the dispersion, reflect, in the sky, in the outer space, he cannot be anything. If you want to construct anything, like house, like garden, it has come to be flat. Similarly, those who are impersonal, they cannot have variety of enjoyment. That they come down again on this material platform and they use their intellect or philanthropic of human children, or again they become entrapped. This is a great philosophy and knowledge. So actually, the final circumstance is those who are impersonally, they are saying. Impersonal is freedom at all. But because they are envious of this person, they fall down.
Speak of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This statement, to me, implies that there are other personalities of Godhead. Is that not so? If you say Supreme, there must be others for there to be a supremacy over. Would you please explain why it is you consider Krishna Supreme over other personalities of Godhead?
Because I have already explained to you.
Yeah.
Hopefully you all be able to attend.
All glory to that most of all.